Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Back once again to Romans chapter 15 and the latter portion of the chapter, where from the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul, we are learning some important lessons about furthering the gospel. He says in verse 17, "Therefore, I have reason to glory in Christ Jesus in the things which pertain to God, for I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me in word and deed to make the Gentiles obedient in mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ." Quite a statement. The work that Paul was doing was obviously a work that was directed primarily toward the Gentiles, the Gentile world. He was the apostle to the Gentiles. And that's what he's talking about here. From Jerusalem, round about to Illyricum, which is modern-day Croatia. He says in verse 18, to make the Gentiles obedient. We talked about that yesterday, that it is our responsibility to make disciples, not simply to make decisions, and there is a difference. And he is very concerned that people understand that his work in preaching the gospel in the Gentile world was to carry out an assignment that had been given to him by Jesus Christ. And here is the most remarkable thing. He tells us that he had completed his assignment. Again, verse 19, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. I back up a little bit further. So that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Now, isn't this interesting? Because I don't think we ever consider our work of preaching to be completed. We never consider our work of evangelism to be completed. We don't think that we have ever come to the place where we can say, I have finished the task which you gave me to do. And yet Paul obviously did think in those terms. He had been given an assignment. He had completed his assignment. That's why he could say later, writing to Timothy, I have finished my course. We might think that he was only talking about coming to the end of his life, and indeed he was, but in looking over his life, he could say, I finished my course in the sense that I started at the starting line, I have crossed the finish line, I have accomplished everything that God assigned me to accomplish. I finished the course, I've kept the faith, henceforth there's laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day. Now I say this is rather astounding to hear him talk this way. And it would only be by a clear understanding of his particular assignment that Paul could arrive at a sense of completion. And that's why I talked on the broadcast yesterday about this matter of assignment, or maybe it was on the broadcast last Friday, that we need to have a clear understanding of what it is that God has called us to do. If we talk in vague general terms, God has called us to the Great Commission. God has called us to spread the gospel to the ends of the world. Of course, he has, and I don't mean to say that in any kind of depreciating tones, but if that's the only way that we think of our assignment, that it is our responsibility to reach the world with the gospel, then of course, when we die, we have no sense of completion. We haven't even come close, have we? Nobody has. The church collectively has not. We have not completed that assignment if we think in terms of getting the gospel to every person in all the world, which, of course, is exactly what the Great Commission entails. But Paul had a sense of a more limited assignment for himself. Yes, in a general sense, my task is to take the gospel to the world. And yes, in a general sense, it is the task of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ to take the gospel to the world. But what is my responsibility? Well, Paul tells us here what his was. From Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. And if you will study the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul carefully in the book of Acts, as well as the epistles, but particularly tracing his ministry through the book of Acts, you'll come to the conclusion that what Paul did was planted churches in strategic cities throughout this region that he defines as from Jerusalem to Illyricum. I think I challenged you a couple of broadcasts ago to get out a map and take a ruler and draw a line from Jerusalem to Croatia or Yugoslavia, if you've got a little bit older map, and see what territory Paul is talking about here. And if you will study that map carefully, and particularly if you can get a hold of one that is from the first century, the Roman Empire, and if you can identify what are the most major cities in that general territory, I think you will find out that Paul planted churches in most of those major cities in that territory. Now, that's quite an accomplishment. And Paul got to the place where he could say, I've completed my assignment. What was your assignment, Paul? Well, it depends on how you define your assignment as to whether or not you can say you completed it. What was your assignment, Paul? Again, I repeat myself. If Paul says my assignment is to reach everybody in the world with the gospel, of course he didn't complete it. If my assignment is to go to the ends of the earth with the gospel, of course Paul didn't complete it. He didn't get that far. But if my assignment, as the apostle to the Gentiles, is to plant churches in this area from Jerusalem to Croatia, so that, and I think this is the point, so that from those established churches, people can go out with the gospel into the intervening territory. In other words, Paul didn't reach the whole world with the gospel. Paul didn't plant churches throughout the whole world. Paul didn't even reach everybody in this territory with the gospel, from Jerusalem to Illyricum. And Paul didn't plant churches in every city, town, and village in this whole territory. No one man could do all that. But Paul did, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and he makes that very plain here, that this was only by God's power, in mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, verse 19, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. And by planting churches in strategic cities, check them out, and training those people to evangelize around their church, around their city, to go out into the smaller towns and villages, and to do the same thing that Paul did, Paul had set up a network. He had set up a workable program and plan whereby, in the passing of time, everybody virtually in that territory is likely to have opportunity to hear the gospel of Christ. He strategized. He viewed his assignment in terms of strategic church planting and training of Christians to carry out this work of evangelism. And he got to the place where he could say, I've done it. I've finished my assignment. I've finished my course. I've done what you asked me to do. Wow. That's something that, as I say, is almost foreign to Christians today, almost foreign to many dedicated gospel workers today, pastors and missionaries. The sense that I can never accomplish an assigned task. There's always more to do. Well, of course there's always more to do, but the question is not, is there always more that could be done? The question is, what has God assigned you to do? Have you done what God assigned you to do? And the reason that a lot of people would have difficulty answering that question is because many of them would say, well, I don't know exactly what God has called me to do. I've never defined my responsibility in definite terms. I couldn't say whether I have or not because I don't know what my assignment is. I just have this general idea that I'm supposed to serve the Lord Jesus Christ until he calls me home, which is right. That's correct. I'm not disagreeing with that, but I'm saying it would be very helpful if you could also have clarity in regard to the specificity of your assignment. Are you doing what Christ has called you to do? Will there be a time when you can say, I have completed what Christ called me to do? And can you say that at any time short of your deathbed? Now, Paul is not on his deathbed when he's writing these words in Romans chapter 15. He was staring death in the face when he wrote the words that I quoted in 2 Timothy. I fought a good fight, I finished the course, I've kept the faith. He was staring death in the face, so in that sense, I suppose every saint of God should be able to lie down on their sick bed that they think is their deathbed and say, well, my work on earth is done. Evidently, I've done what God has called me to do because I'm getting ready to leave. And there is a sense of completion there, that our work is finished when God calls us home. And until then, we're busy doing whatever it is that we can do, but when God calls us home, then we can consider that our work has been completed. Only God knows when it's completed. But isn't it interesting that Paul seemed to have a sense of completion actually some years before his death, as he's writing to the Romans before he ever went to Rome? And when he finally got to Rome, he still had, oh, we don't know exactly how long, probably at least a couple years or more of life before he finally died. So, at least 4 or 5 years before his death. And since his death was by execution, it was a long time before he would have died a natural death. And sometime before that, he could say, I've finished my course. I've fulfilled my responsibility. I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. You mean you preached it to everybody in that territory? No. But I preached it sufficiently so that now we can consider this territory to be evangelized. Well, in what sense? Has everybody gotten a gospel tract? Has everybody heard a gospel witness? No. In the sense that there are churches in every strategic city which are capable of sending out gospel messengers, which are capable of planting daughter churches, which are capable in time of getting the gospel to every citizen in that area. I haven't done that myself. I couldn't do that myself, but I've done the work that enables that to be done. I've completed my task. I have fully preached Christ in the territory that was assigned to me. What a wonderful sense of accomplishment. I wish that every one of God's people could have a similar understanding of their assignment and its completion. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.